It also does not require you to pay out huge sums of money. If you are reading this book online, you already have the resources to begin. Let us consider what your first language ought to be. Traditionally, you begin with either Visual Basic or Python. The first thing to understand is that these two languages are very different. The simplest difference is price. Python is totally free. You can start writing Python now with just a text editor on your computer, though if you are on Windows, you will probably need to install it first. Visual Basic, often abbreviated to VB, is both free and not free. The version of Visual Basic newcomers learn is usually Visual Basic 6, but this is rather outdated and has been discontinued. So these days, the version learned is often visualbasic.net, which can be considerably less simple for newcomers. Visual Basic can be simpler for newcomers to learn because it allows you to build the interfaces, the part of the program the user will see, by dragging and dropping the different parts, much like you would in art applications. VisualBasic.net must be developed inside what we call an IDE, Integrated Development Environment. This is basically a special program you use to write other programs. They also exist for Python, but their use is